You're listening to SBS News.
Experts are concerned the so-called metaverse could create crypto mayhem where privacy and payments go largely unregulated. But what exactly is the metaverse? The name originates from Neal Stephenson's 1992 science fiction novel, Snow Crash. In the book, the metaverse represents a virtual reality, allowing the protagonist to escape a dystopian world. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg promises to deliver an online reality that boasts possibility.
Imagine you put on your glasses or headset and you're instantly in your home space. It has parts of your physical home recreated virtually, it has things that are only possible virtually, and it has an incredibly inspiring view of whatever you find most beautiful.
University of Technology Sydney's head of finance, David Michalik, explains how it might operate.
I think the best way to think about a metaverse is by thinking of it as real estate and definable real estate blocks, like a neighborhood that can be built, where you can put things onto it, where the people that are walking around are avatars and you can control what they look like. And it's just a creation of another world, a digital world.
Swinburne University of Technology's Director of the Master of Financial Technologies and Lecturer of FinTech Innovation, Dr. Dimitrios Salampasis, says people should exercise caution.
From a technological point of view, is interesting. However, this creates, I think, a lot of trust issues, especially when it comes to governing data. Imagine that a 20-minute interaction with the Oculus in the VR environment generates approximately 2 million data points of a person's body language. So imagine capturing such kind of data. What can we do with this, and also how will they be utilized?
He says people will likely use cryptocurrency to pay for online services within the metaverse.
Really having this virtual world where people can meet, can be there as avatars and can interact, can join. We may have, let's say, concerts taking place, meeting, virtual meetings. And all these require some sort of a medium of exchange, which could be different crypto assets and crypto tokens.
So that brings us to cryptocurrency. What exactly is it? Put simply, it is a new form of digital money, and its market value has blown past $3 trillion. Unlike regular cash or coins, the currency value backed by a government, cryptocurrency is decentralized, so it doesn't require the traditional obstacles that banks or exchange rates might pose, meaning transactions can be made much faster. The first form of it, Bitcoin, was initially released in 2009. Since then, other currencies have entered the market, Ethereum, Litecoin, Dogecoin, and several others. Mr. Michalik says it is an ownership of digital assets.
Cryptocurrency is a set of numbers, so binary numbers, 0 and 1s, that are set up on a blockchain. And the blockchain is actually just a record. And this record isn't in one location, it's in several locations on the web. And that's why we call it decentralized. No centralized location, it's decentralized, which means no one is actually controlling it. So that's one of the pluses of it, is it's not verified by a government. Instead, it's verified by the individual user.
Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology's Director of the Blockchain Innovation Hub, Jason Potts, says crypto has potential for use in the metaverse.
When you use it for a money, that's a cryptocurrency, but it can also be used for just owning any unique digital object in the metaverse, such as a skin in the game or just any other sort of unique object. And those things are called NFTs. So non-fungible token. So there's a whole lot of different types of things that blockchains are used for, one of which is cryptocurrencies for making payments. It works as a money. Another one is for unique ownership over objects within games or within the metaverse. So it's really just ways of creating economic primitives in a digital environment.
And that begs the question, what is a non-fungible token? An NFT is a unique digital token that cannot be copied. They form part of the Ethereum blockchain, and in some instances, people have bought them for millions of dollars. The University of North Carolina's professor at the Bryan School of Business and Economics, Dr. Nir Chethri, says they can be better understood by looking at what a fungible token is in comparison.
You might have $1 trillion. They are fungible in the sense that, you know, it doesn't matter whichever $1 trillion we have. I have another $1 trillion and they basically are the same. You know, we can easily exchange that, you know, and that is fungible. A non-fungible token means we have rare thing, unique thing, and things are not interchangeable. And a token represents exactly that thing.
He says they could also be applied in the metaverse.
So these non-fungible tokens right now, these companies are buying and selling are exactly the things that the Facebook guy is talking about, you know. So basically, this so basically, you know, we buy house in the digital world. And so we buy a piece of art in the digital world. So we have a lot of things that exist in the digital world. And so, yeah, some people say that, you know, the what he is saying is exactly the non-fungible token that already exists, but maybe he tries to convert Facebook into something like the non-fungible token with the kind of experience that people are getting, and that's what he wants you to do.
But due to how new the technology is, there are unknowns about exactly how Facebook's metaverse and transactions within it will operate. Mr. Potts says the potential for connection within the metaverse has global implications.
To me, what cryptocurrencies represent, what blockchain represents, is a kind of global freedom. An ability to build an uncensorable, open access economic infrastructure for anyone on the planet that isn't constrained by location and governments and other sorts of, you know, large corporate power and organization. I very much see this as a revolutionary technology that promotes freedom.
But not everyone shares that optimism. Dr. Chethri says while there are good cryptocurrencies, many are scams. Dr. Salim Parsis says while this technology could usher in new opportunities, the volatility of cryptocurrency combined with the uncertainty of the metaverse means a completely accurate prediction of how it will work cannot yet be quantified.
All these things are driven by the virtual world. So, and especially when we're dealing with children, we're dealing with minors, this creates additional issues. So we really have to be very careful. And by no means, I'm not allowed to give any financial advice, but people need to be responsible. They need to do their due diligence properly. They need to understand that all these assets are really volatile.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.